and welcome to MGP 551. I'm Kev, and with me as ever, the sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
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 I'm very excited. Are we all very excited?
What
are you excited
about?
I'm
just excited to do a podcast. I've not really spoken yet today. This recording it on a Wednesday thing is a little bit weird because Anna's not been here this afternoon, and Wednesday's usually my admin catch-up day, so I don't speak a lot anyway, whereas every other day I'm speaking a lot, but I've not said very many words today, so I'm just excited to have the opportunity to say words. I've got so many words to say. I'm just going to keep talking. It's great.
Do you know what? I've been on my own a lot today, so I'm probably in a similar boat, but I'm also very pent up. I was playing a game after work, and I may have got a little bit enraged, and I haven't told Mrs. Sheepdog this, but I need to check underneath our rug to make sure I haven't cracked the floor, because I stamped so hard the house shook, and I'm like, I'll check it after the podcast. I'll put
you
a picture.
You shouldn't
out
get
Twitter.
That angry at
surely
a game.
You can't have cracked the floor. What is your floor made of?
I don't think I will have, but you know when you just like, I didn't know I could stamp that hard. I was basically slouched quite far back, and when I didn't succeed in what I was doing, I kind of put all my weight into jumping forward and stamped my feet down, and everything just went doom. And I thought, oh God, there could be a crater under that rug now. Yeah, it wasn't good. I'll explain when we get onto the game part in like half an hour. I'll explain what was going on, but yeah, I may be in trouble after this.
What a silly goose. I've just realised I've been sat by the door all day waiting for my buildable Xbox 360 to arrive, and it hasn't arrived. Anna, why has my Xbox 360 not arrived?
There's the door.
That was uncanny.
What is that? I've got noise cancelling headphones on. I'll answer the door now. You not chat amongst yourselves.
How did we hear it and he didn't necessarily? I know he's got headphones on.
And he's next to the door.
That was weirdly uncanny timing, though, wasn't it? That was so good. I loved that came through. Hopefully the listener heard it. But yeah, oh God, I'm stretching a bit because I feel like I've just been slouching on a sofa for like 2 hours, whatever the time is, 3 hours.
Well, I feel the same. I've been with Andy all afternoon playing. Well, he wanted...
It's Andy Peters, by the way, yeah.
Yeah, he wanted to get Dreamlight Valley on his Switch, but he doesn't like to play it unless the castle is open. So I had 2 hours to get through the start of that to open the castle.
Right,
and
yeah.
I just got it before I had to leave. Who is leaning right next to him, breathing into the mic? Very off-putting.
It sounds like Kev's getting excited about his Xbox.
No,
I can
it's
see
not
his
my
Discord
Xbox.
Thing lighting up.
It's so off-putting.
What, you can see... I wasn't even anywhere near the microphone. I'm very confused.
Someone is breathing very heavily into their mic.
I don't think it's
while
me.
While you were talking, it was lighting up with your name just over and over again.
Weird.
So I mean, you're just like, oh, my Lego's here.
But it's not. I'm cross. If anything, maybe I was huffing and fuming. Maybe that's what it was.
That or it was me laughing at what you were saying about the castle because I was close. Maybe it was me, but Kev
wasn't
it.
What have you got?
Do you want me to do a podcast unboxing? Well, is that interesting?
What have you got? What is it?
It is.
Yeah, it does depend what it is.
It is gaming related, loosely.
What is it?
It also is Mega Bloks, but it's not a Mega Bloks Xbox 360. It is four different. I'm taking one out so that I can see what it actually describes itself as. Mega Pokemon Build Your Pixel Art Construction Panel. So I've got the three starters, the three original starters, plus Pikachu, as little wall panel things that I build out of pretend Lego. Mega Constructs, who I'm learning more and more are very much the construction company that's related to gaming. Because they've got the Pokemon license, Halo, Xbox 360, The Witcher, Masters of the Universe. Yeah, exactly. They've got so much of the stuff that I'm interested in. But yeah, I've got these four to go on the wall of my new Lego room, which will look very, very snazzy. I'm currently holding a Bulbasaur, who was the first one to come out of the box. And it looks really, really cool. I'm very much looking forward to building it. I won't do it now because it'll be very, very noisy. But that's what it is. Not an Xbox. I don't know if and when that Xbox is coming. I was watching reviews of it today. and it lights up and everything. It looks so cool, but it lights up with a green ring rather than a red ring. So as far as I'm concerned, it's not fully authentic. So I'm going to need to get some red LEDs to swap out for the green ones so I can give it the red ring of death, because then it'll feel like a proper Xbox 360. Red ring of death, wrap a Lego towel around it, and then it'll feel like a real one. So that's my plan, if and when it eventually comes. It was supposed to arrive today, and the man's just been, and he didn't bring it. So I'm very upset. I've gone from being giddy to upset. The Amazon man's ruined my day.
I thought it was coming via DPD.
I mean, I don't even know. I'm just sad now. Just gonna sit here and
we'll keep an ear out for your
yeah, I can't believe you lot all heard the door, but I can't hear it because I'm sat with my headphones on right next to it. I have realised why you could hear noises before. I had the wrong microphone on Discord. Luckily, the audio that everyone else is hearing is fine, but you lot were hearing my effects mic, the Anna microphone, which is why it was sounding a little bit weird. But it's now not. I fixed it. See, I can breathe. Listen to me breathe. You can't hear it now, can you? I'm panting. You can't hear it. Ha! Fixed.
The poor listener's probably just got an ear full of dog noises now.
Yeah, they'll love it. I mean, if the listener wants the effects mic, they can have the effects mic. It's basically the microphone you hang over the balcony at the cricket so that you can hear people rustling their crisps and slicing their cakes. I've got one of those in the corner of the room now that I can switch to when Anna comes in during my streams, because no one can ever hear her. But I switch to the Anna mic and then everyone can hear her. Things that we have to do to allow people to hear Anna's voice.
There we go.
Have you mentioned to everybody you're at your exciting new desk now, in your exciting new room? This is your first podcast from the desk, isn't it? With your own PC and your own little setup. Anna's a real human now.
I was a real human before.
No, you weren't. You didn't have a PC. Now you're a real human.
I had a Mac.
Macs are for fun.
Perverts just flashing.
But now you're a real boy. So, congratulations.
Yes. Woohoo to me.
Woohoo to you indeed. Anything else exciting going on then? Or are we just going to talk about video games like a bunch of loons?
Yes.
I'm happy to crack on with games. I can't think of anything. I've just been doing boring work admin all week. I feel like I've been just locked in a house and forced to work against my will.
I mean, that you are describing employment there.
Basically, yeah, work from home.
Yeah, I've been employed this week and I'm sick of it. You strange man. I haven't played anything other than Football Manager. I can't even pretend I've played Balatro this week because I haven't. I'm playing so much Football Manager. We had the final patch for FM24 came out, which has broken my tactic, which is very upsetting. It always always upsets me. I had, for years, I've avoided low tempo tactics in Football Manager for like 3 or 4 FMs because they just never work. And on stream last week, we tried one out and it was the best tactic I have ever used. I was unbeaten for the entire stream. East Fife were within touching distance of winning the Scottish Premier League, having been like relegation fodder every season previously. And then they do an update, turn it back on for last night's stream, lost the first match, tactic doesn't work anymore, everything's ruined. Thanks, Sports Interactive. You let me have one day of a low-tempo tactic working, and now we're straight back to just having to gegenpress press our faces off. You just can't let us have nice things, you monsters. So, I've been playing absolutely loads of that. I'm actually really, really enjoying my Wembley save that is my new YouTube save. Replica shirts are available now, boys and girls. The link is on my Twitter. Get yourself a replica shirt. They're great. But aside from that, I've just been doing that and building various Marvel structures in Lego so that I can have a little Marvel area in my Lego city, because I have become a brick building Nerdosaurus. And it's all Anna's fault.
It's not my fault. I didn't do anything.
You made this okay. Therefore, it's your fault.
Yeah, you've ended up matching with him on an obsession just at a
I sent her a text like 10 minutes ago because I was just going through my Amazon wish list, and there's a Lego set that's been on there for over 2 years. So there has been times in the past where I've been like, oh yeah, I'd really like that Lego set, but I haven't taken the plunge because we don't get Lego. Lego's expensive and there's no room for it. We don't have it. Anna made it okay. She's brought this on herself.
A tree. Because I wanted a tree.
That's called making it okay to have. It's your fault.
It is funny to me that you live in a scenario where something could just be done innocently, calmly, one time, and then suddenly it devours your life, and there's a whole TikTok and YouTube channel built around
and
it.
And three rooms of our house thing that are basically just full of Lego now.
Because Anna got herself a little toy one day.
We're going away next week. For a Lego trip. We're going to a Lego exhibition.
You're not all right, are you? You're just a bit different than you, Kev.
I don't understand.
Yes,
he
is.
Yeah.
I mean, we're sat here 551 episodes in because Alan in Deeping says he's got the best potatoes in Lincolnshire. That's like, what, 600-700 podcasts we've done because that man claimed to have the best spuds in the land.
Well, I think at this point we've proven that Alan's a liar.
Mm.
I mean, we proved that 3 episodes in when we asked the chip shop, and they were like, no, we don't get our potatoes from Alan. And they're
the
opposite
nearest,
him.
Potato expert you can find.
Yeah, Alan's potatoes are notoriously awful. But yeah, I think I've proved my point with this. Are you telling me we have to stop the podcast now because we've proved Alan wrong?
No, I was more saying that it only takes one little spark with you, and that's the next, you know, 12 years of your life. Just on.
Yeah.
Just gone.
I have a peculiar little brain.
Oh, Kevin, Aldi is selling Lego.
Are you saying Aldi or Audi? Because they're going to be
Aldi.
Two very different types of Lego.
The food people.
Yeah. Aldi, the shop, is selling Lego.
Are they? Is it a... if it's Kevin the Carrot Lego, I'm all over that. Is that Aldi or is that Lidl? I can never remember the difference between those two places. The shops that those poor people go to. The ones we don't go in.
Say that. You go in there all the time.
I need to look for Kevin the Carrot.
Wow.
I'm actually getting one near us soon, I'm hoping. I'll shop there. I like their food. But yeah, you're an odd man. That was the whole point of that segment. And so what's so good about your Wembley save? Is it like that's different? Is it just a lower league or...?
Yeah, being down... basically, it's hard. That's what's different. It's hard because I'm playing down in Tier 9. The game doesn't really work properly down there. And because of that, this is how I've managed to ramp up the Football Manager difficulty, by just breaking it to the point where... I mean, it doesn't really work, but that makes it difficult. So that therefore, more fun. I'm not just winning every game all the time. I'm just too good at it. That's my problem.
I have always felt like it's one of the flaws of the game that there's just this whole ton of players that are like 1-1, 2-4, 3-1, you know, with their stats. And it's like, just delete them from the game. They're not doing anything. You know?
And the only problem is, as well, they're basically... Conference League North and South level. So when you then mod the database to go 4 divisions below that, the players can't get any worse. So that's why it's a little bit broken down at my level, because you really are having to get the players who are even worse than that. And there's not many that exist that deep down, especially because the pyramid has a very wide bottom as well. So there's like 20 leagues at the level that I'm at.
Don't we all?
No, I've got quite a salt backside, if I do say so myself. I've never seen myself from behind. I assume this is the case.
I haven't seen you in a while. It could be peachy. I don't know.
You saw me. You were ogling me from behind at Wembley.
Oh yeah.
You perv.
I forgot I saw you. I literally saw you like, what, a week and a half ago?
Yeah.
God.
You'll be seeing me at Wembley again soon.
I was going to say, yeah, you'll be at the playoff final. I assume you don't get automatic promotion somehow.
That ain't going to happen now. Well, we have got the MGP derby on the last day of the season, where there is still the possibility at the moment that either Bolton or Posh could sneak past Derby into the automatic promotion spots, and we play each other Posh on the last day of the season. So me and Pab are gonna have a fight, probably.
Why don't Pab come down here and the three of us could go to the game?
I'm not that confident.
Yeah, but it's an excuse to hang out. I mean, Anna's welcome too, but I know it's football.
She's Anna loves football. Rather...
We could probably sort our social life off the podcast, couldn't we? But yeah, Pabby, come
we could
on.
Do an out, we could do an outside broadcast. An MGP football special. That'd be great. And then we can meet up again at Wembley when it's Posh Bolton in the playoff final. God, can you imagine that? You've got to get, if it's Posh versus Bolton in the playoff final, you're not wriggling out of that, Pabby. You're gonna come out and we're gonna have a fight on down Olympic Way. It's gonna be great.
He'll bring an egg and he'll eat it.
He better not bring an egg. If I find out you've got an egg, I'm just gonna smush it up. I'm the one who has eggs, you monster. How dare you bring an egg, Pab? How dare you? I thought better of you. You can walk to Disneyland now.
No, we will take him in the car.
No, if he brings an egg, we won't.
Yes, we will.
What about, like, an omelette?
You can have an omelette. Yeah, Pab, I tell you what, Pab, bring an omelette. See what good that does, yeah. You're a joke. Oh, you've got me all riled.
What if they win by
up.
Even more and it turns out the more cooked the egg is, the better?
It's an omelette more cooked than a hard-boiled egg. I would argue a hard-boiled egg is the most cooked an egg can be.
I mean,
an omelette's still got some liquid status to it. That surely means it's less cooked than hard-boiled.
Takes longer, though, doesn't it?
No. To make an omelette. Yeah, you can tell you've never been in a kitchen. Goodness me. They literally do a thing on Saturday Kitchen, timing people cooking omelettes, and they do it in like 25 seconds. A hard-boiled egg takes like 7 minutes.
Well, you know, you learn something new every day.
It
I won't
shouldn't
remember
be
that,
how but... to cook eggs. You're nearly 50. Goodness me.
It's annoying that joke gets more true every year. It's very, very worrying.
What joke? But yeah, that's the full extent of my video gaming this week. Apart from, I mean, I'm counting these Pokemon things. I've spent more money on video game related products this week than I normally do, so I think that counts.
So I was having a fabulous time, an absolute whale of a time. Basically, I'm essentially 100% in Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, and I say that like I'm not doing the Chadley extreme battle things that are there.
I'm 100% of it, apart from the bits I don't fancy.
Well, what I mean is I've done all the side quests, and I did what was considered the hardest side quest battle in that, and was absolutely delighted, cheering myself and all that. Tried to do one of the races, and it's just too hard. And I thought, you know what? I don't mind leaving that one. I quickly googled what happens if you, you know, what do you get if you win it? Thought, I can live without that. So I moved on. You know, there's 14 chapters in this game, and I was on chapter 12 doing all this stuff, and then I moved on to chapter 13, and I kept thinking to myself, Pab said people are unhappy with this. I'm very much like, oh, what did he mean? What did he mean? So I played through chapter 13 and on to chapter 14, and I have been absolutely having the best time, loving every single part of it. I'm not going to obviously go into any spoilers. I'm not mental. But I sat down, said to my son, all right, I'm on what I think is probably the final battle of the game. You know, sit with me. Let's watch how it ends. He had to go swimming at 5:30. And half an hour in, I died. And then he had to go. And when he came back at like 10 to 7 when I was texting you like, what time are we podcasting tonight, I died for like the 8th time, and I am just struggling so much because I had to stop because of the podcast. I just told it to put me back to before the battle, and I'm hoping that after the podcast and when my wife goes to bed tonight, I will probably just rejig my settings a bit and, you know, change up my sort of loadouts I've got and all of that stuff. But yeah, I think it was probably 5 into that where I really thought I'd nailed it. I thought I was doing it, and then something happened, and I stamped so hard. As I say, there's probably a crater in the middle of my room. I didn't sort of do it intentionally. It just, the energy came out of me, I think. I just thought, like, you know when you try and, you probably haven't done this in years, Kev, but you throw yourself out of bed by just rolling back and then rolling forward and jumping at the same time. I'm the kind of moron who has hurt his back so many times over the years, and I still do this, and every time I do it, I think to myself, God, I could have absolutely destroyed my spine.
You got to perfect the bed slither. That's what I do. I basically slither down the bed like a snake and end up upright at the end of it.
Oh, I literally just rock backwards slightly and then jump forward onto my feet. A bit like a ninja would, except I'm not laying on the floor and jumping onto my feet. I'm much more raised
up.
Yeah,
but you see, with mine, Anna's favourite thing is no matter the time of the day or night, I also, as I'm doing it, go slither, slither, slither as I'm doing it. Even if she's fast asleep, she gets to hear me saying slither as I'm slithering. It's great.
I see what Mrs. Sheepdog gets to hear is me go, oh, Christ, I forgot about my back. I really could have ruined myself then. And I pretty much say that every time it happens. But anyway, so yeah, I did that when I lost the battle the fifth or sixth time. And then when they came home, they were excited to see I was still doing the battle because they wanted to see the ending. And I was like, don't count on it. Like, if I complete this today, it'll be at like midnight tonight at this rate. But yeah, no, for me, it doesn't really matter what happens after that battle. Everything else has been absolutely perfect. This is, I genuinely, in my heart of hearts, can't think of anything that I would have wanted to be different in this. It has been perfect for me. If anything I play this year will be more my game of the year than this, then I would be shocked. Like, this has properly set a fire in me. Like, I'm well happy with it. And my mate messaged me earlier saying he's got Ayuden Chronicles arriving tomorrow. And I was like, oh God, I didn't realize we were at that point that that's out tomorrow. And I'm literally finishing this tonight, if assuming I'm not rubbish. My family are not ready for me to start another long game. Even my littlest was like, please don't just start another game. Like, I think he just misses having the TV. I could move into another room, but I don't want to. But he's enjoyed it, and I've got this one coming up tomorrow, and I'm thinking, can I complete this in time? But Anna, have you finished it now? Have you played it much?
Played it for like 2 hours the other day because my fingers were hurting from Lego. I've literally been in my Lego room. I've recently made the full Ghostbusters car, like the really big, chunky one. That took like 3 days. And then I built a Lego brick that took me like 10 minutes. And now I'm doing a BD-1 from the Star Wars game because I saw it for £110.
Where did you see it, Anna?
At a convention.
We went to a Lego convention.
You are like living the Lego life now, obsessed.
Well, because the week before when Kev was at Wembley, he sent me a link going, oh, look, there's one here for £160. I was like, that's a little steep for what was less than £100 a couple of, like a year or two ago. And then we'll walk around this convention, this man had it for £110. And I went, I love that because I saw it for £160 and the man was gobsmacked.
The man was heartbroken. You can't go to a trader at a convention and say, oh, wow, this is so much cheaper than it should be. Give it to me now. His face drop.
He put it for £110. I bought it. That was fair. At least I wasn't like you and bought something someone else was after, like a step behind you. That man was heartbroken, Kevin.
He should have acted sooner, shouldn't he? It's his own fault.
What were you buying?
I was buying I can't talk about this on a podcast. I was buying the corner garage so that my cars have got somewhere to fill up their petrol.
And the man behind us said, oh no, I can't get that now. That man's got it. Like, he was literally behind us. I think he was coming to buy it too. Kevin made him heartbroken. And then Kevin also bought a Sesame Street one, and the man had literally picked it from underneath and put it on the on the sack of the wall. I went, oh, I thought you were looking for Sesame Street, and Kevin did a 180 and went and bought it, didn't you, Kevin?
Yeah, I've wanted that for ages. Sesame Street's great.
So Kevin has his and I have mine, and I'm building BD-1 because he is the cutest. I did want Wall-E, but he is expensive. Like, really expensive.
I've got a Wall-E.
What, a big one?
Yeah.
Oh, Pat, can't say that to Anna.
Out. I'm going to.
I mean, he's
rob
built.
Your house.
He's fully built.
Rob your house.
A billion years ago. Yeah, I got him when he came out.
Yeah,
I
really
why.
Want him.
Bought him on a whim.
Because he's very, very cute. They're
he
both...
is very cute. He is very yeah. cute.
They're both very cute. So I'm building that. So I haven't really played any games, but I did see to say that House Flipper 2 is coming out on the consoles. So I might purchase that later and give that a go. But apart from like an hour of Final Fantasy, what was I doing? I was finding greens for a bird. And then I won.
You're in prison.
Yeah, I was in prison, but I won. Like, it wasn't even that hard. It was so, like, easy.
Yeah, that was the thing. The scaling on the races is, like, easy, 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 easy. And then gold cup, and it's just impossible. And I'm like...
yeah, I was like, this isn't hard at all. It was... I guess it's supposed to be that way so everyone can, carry on with their story, but... Yeah, it's the game's mental. Like, it goes so many ways. I'm like, what is happening now? Like,
I think that's probably why I'm loving it so much. Is it is mad as a box of frogs? There's a couple of bits where I was just like, this. Yeah, there's a couple of times my wife has just been like, this game is really odd, isn't it? And I'm like, yes, I don't love it. It's like. It's just me. It's just. I was talking to somebody the other day where they were saying that they I can't remember what it was. They were that their thing was that they said something that I think they went to see a show that they really like, and the entire time they're watching it, they just were so overwhelmed. They went between just crying and trying to stop themselves from crying and trying to avoid crying, and they were like, I enjoyed it, but I was just overwhelmed. And I was like, that was basically how I felt for the first 10 hours playing this. I kept being like, I can't believe this is here. Yeah, you know. And then every now and again, I just have these moments with it where I'm just like, I am really, really like going to be gutted when I finish this. Mm-hmm. It's not often that I get so hyped about a game, but this has properly broke me. And I'm thinking part of me is just going to be weird tonight when it's not there to play tomorrow. I'm not going to know what to do. It's going to be like,
play it again or try and complete it.
That's what someone said to me, and I was like, I can't play it again when I've put 140 hours into it. My family will murder me.
You should try Baldur's Gate. Baldur's Gate, I think you'd like that.
I think I would. I think I'd like it a lot, and that's probably a good shout. But again, it's quite long, and also, I was going to say I can't play in front of the kids, but I could probably just not have the characters do adult things in front of the kids. That's probably the answer. But yeah, I thought I'd played something else, and now I can't think what it was. So maybe I'll come back with something later in the podcast, but I don't know. Over to you and Pab.
We've just basically talked about Final Fantasy. Today, Andrew has decided that he wanted to play Disney Dreamlight on his Switch. So I downloaded that, and because Andy is weird and... for some reason can't stand to play the first part, I had to play within 2 hours from the start to opening the castle in just under 2 hours. And it might not sound like, oh, you had loads of time, but you have to do like stupid tasks, like you have to find certain flowers to make flower pots, and you have to have certain wood to make the signs, and you have to go and find all of like your tools, and then you have to go and pick like feed critters and go fishing, and like I had to do all that under 2 hours over in the stupid castle. But I do like this game, like the mechanics for like planting stuff, like you just hold the button and it will do it automatically in a line, and you don't have to like, because like in I don't know, Minecraft, you have to do it, like, separately. You used to have to, I don't know if it's changed now. But this is just a line, and then you go back to, like, the start, and it will go, it will plant all the seeds for you, and then you can water them, and it's just, like, you just have to hold a button, you don't have to think about it. But, yeah, it's a great little game. There's not a lot I can say about it. It's Disney, and it's very pretty and shiny, and you have to... bring back the forgotten, because like there's only like Mickey, Goofy, Scrooge, you and Merlin is there at the start, and then you have to go and find like the rest of them. And then when you get the rest of them, you have to, like with Moana, you have to put her house on the beach, or like Ariel's like cave has to be in the water. And yeah, you have to make sure they're in their proper pace, or they don't like it and they get really mad. Not really mad, but they're like, they get down and they want to be in the right place. And then like later on, you get to open like the Frozen, and Wally's in there, and just lots of little like people. And I've seen like today when I was loading it, there was Monsters Inc. was on the like the loading page, so they're in it. So it's a nice little game. Like, it was really big when it came out, and you just like collecting things and making things and fishing. It's just,
I played this with Ben probably 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I didn't talk about a podcast, I realised, in hindsight. But yeah, we were doing the one where you can get Nala and Simba in it. Because they added Scar early on, and then it's taken till now to add in like another Lion King area. I'm trying to think who else. I don't think we've got Monsters Inc. in our one yet, but we've got like Woody and Buzz, and it's been cool kind of dipping in and out of that when he remembers it exists.
You don't have to be on it constantly. You can just like I've got it on my Xbox. I haven't played it for months, but I could go like down there now and go, oh, I can go and do this mission now because I know how to do it. Like, there is missions in there. I'm thinking, what do you want me to do? I've had to look at like walkthroughs because I'm like, what? But yeah, it's a great little game, and it's great for kids and adults if you like Disney. Apart from that, it's just been Lego this week. Because I really wanted to make Lego and just sit in my room and be quiet, and it's been nice. So that's me, I'm afraid. Sorry. Over to Pab. If he's there. Pab?
All right, yeah, I was muted. Yes. Oh. I muted myself. I said, yeah. Okay. What have I been playing? I've not been playing tons myself.
It's that time of year, Pabby. We'll let you off.
I mean, I've got so many things I could be playing, but I don't know. Sometimes I just find myself not playing anything. It's weird. I've played a little bit more Dragon's Dogma. I'm about, what did I say now? I'm probably closing in on 35, 40 hours. I don't know. I can't remember exactly, but I keep chipping away at that, just seeing what's going on in the world. What's ruining me is, like I said last week, I'm seeing videos of things and I'm nowhere near getting to where these things are because it's almost late game stuff, and I'm like, oh, do I want to run through some incredibly dangerous places just to try and do this, to get this one thing that is really cool, but or I could just play the game as normal and just play it. So I've been doing some bits and pieces in there. I did another fetch quest. I have to do something. I think I've figured out where my next main mission is going. I have to go to some sort of coronation or something like that that's happening. But I have to be smartly dressed. I can't go in my thief's garb. I have to be dressed, suited and booted sort of thing. So gotta go and get my smart gear out again and do that. I don't know, I just find myself just, I know a lot of people complain that you know, that fast travel stuff is tedious, and yes, I get that. But most of this game comes from the stories and the stuff that you'll tell people about comes from travelling between towns, or you know, the routes that you take and different things that you find on the way. It's the emergent gameplay, as people say. It's what conspires along the way. It's not the destination, it's the journey. But that's that's what I kind of like doing. I'm not really afraid of the big monsters anymore. I kind of sort of relish it a little bit, because I don't feel as like squishy anymore. I'm quite a decent level now, to the point where I can probably just deal with these things quite easily. I think last time I played, I was doing the fetch quest, and I went to some precarious route which I shouldn't have gone, and I had to drop down into like an old castle ruins, and I did all that stuff, and then I came out the sensible way, the way I should have come in the first place, and it's just an ogre just kind of hanging off the side of a cliff, just kind of seeing what's going on, just chilling, just literally just like propped up on the side of a cliffside. So I dealt with him. That was quite, let's say, relatively straightforward these days. The only things that I've found, I've not fought a dragon yet. I see dragons still, and I just go and go, no. Not getting involved with that. I should probably try it again at some point, because, like I say, I've only seen him a couple of times. And
so it's not like a Skyrim dragon, then?
No, these are the kind of dragons. I don't, like I say, I've seen them twice, I want to say. Mm-hmm. One time from a distance there was a dragon fighting a cyclops I saw. And I just watched that for a bit and I was like, okay, I'm just going to leave them to it. I'm not getting involved, because if one of them kills the other one, they might just happen to like about turn and look for me then. So I'm not getting involved. I'm just running before any of these spot me. One of the dragons I got into battle with of a fashion, I just kind of ran past like where it was and it saw me, and then it downed one of my pawns, I think. It downed one of my pawns and it was chasing me, and I ran into a town and triggered a cutscene and it went away. I got away with that and then ran back, then ended the cutscene and my pawn was still there about 100 yards down the road. I had to run back and go and revive them, but that's the dragon had gone. So I'm slowing down on it a little bit, but even though like the game's supposedly only like 40 hours, but I mean, it depends what you get out of it is what you know what I mean. You can probably spend 60-70 hours in this game just pottering about and stuff. I imagine completionist sort of thing in this game is insanely big compared to actual main story stuff. So I've played some of that. I've played a game on mobile this week, on my phone. Suika Games out on phones now. Have you heard of Suika Game? You must have done.
Never heard of it.
You've never. You've not heard of Suika Game.
Spell it to me.
Suika.
Suika. Never heard of it.
So Suika Game came out, I want to say, late last year on Switch, and I think it was on a browser and PC. I don't think it was actually a PC game. I think it was in a browser on PC, but it came out on Switch. And it's like kind of like a match three game where it involves fruit, and all the fruit have like a little face on them, and they all like look concerned or smiling and whatever. Yeah. And it's not, it can't be match three because it's match two. It's sort of like match three, but it's one less. So it's like you have the fruit, similar to something like, sort of Tetris-ish, but you have like a blank space for it, and you drop a strawberry down, and then every time you put a strawberry next to it, that'll become a grape. Then you put two grapes together, that'll become a, what is next after a grape? Like a tangerine, I want to say. And two tangerines make an orange. And then two oranges make a melon, I want to say. I don't know. Anyway, like that and so on and so forth. So you want to get to, I think watermelon's the biggest one you can get. And then it's score-based. So eventually you'll just run out of room on your grid sort of thing. You just run out of room to put things in. It's just kind of addicting just to play it. And it's very one more game sort of thing, just to see how well you can do. And there's a satisfaction in like putting a fruit down, and the fruit are kind of like have like physics of the fruit, so you can they'll move around a bit and whatever, yeah. And every now and again, something will trigger it, and they'll just trigger a like a dominoes effect of everything. Like one touches another thing, and then that combos to that, to that, to that, and then it just like you suddenly freeze up all your space on the screen. But yeah, I only realised it came out on mobile this week. I've got it on Switch. I don't think I've ever played it on Switch because it's like £2 or something. I think it's like £1 something on the. Well, I got it on Google Play, but it's on iOS as well. But it is very addicting, and I don't think, from what I've played, it's massively draining on the battery. It didn't seem that bad from the games I've played. I do try to restrict myself playing on the phone these days because I'm always worried about how a phone degrades when you're playing a game on there. But it's been all right. It's been okay.
What do you mean a phone degrades when you play
the battery dies.
So I don't Sheepdog like... doesn't understand because his is plugged in all day.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
It is not. I'm actually living in the joyous life of not having to plug my phone in anymore. I just it's probably because I don't go anywhere. But no, it gets a full battery. Full day's battery. I can't speak. I haven't spoken 10 minutes. I've lost the ability. You are making me check what my battery health is like, though. You carry on.
So yeah, I've played some of that. I've played bits and pieces of that one this week. I was happy that... Also, it's by, I think the developer is Aladdin X. If you put Suica Game into iOS or the Play Store, you will find hundreds of clones. Hundreds of them. Because obviously this game hasn't been out on these platforms, on phones, like until very recently. And like I say, it was late last year when this game first turned up. I think it was late last year, some point at that time. Tons of people have cloned it and what have you, and all these different ones. But yeah, it's just a full pay for the game, you get the game, no ads or anything like that in it. It's not free to play or anything like that. So if that sounds I wish you'd go for it. It's, like I say, it's quite a fun little puzzle game to be playing. And the game that I finished this week, I started and finished a new game this week, a game called Open Roads. Now, I'm betting you've not heard of Open Roads. This came out
obviously
a few
weeks
ago. No? It's from the team that made Gone Home and Tacoma.
I've heard of these games. I've played both of those.
Yeah, yeah.
They were back when I used to play games.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, this is Open Roads, where you play a young teenage girl who is with her mum, who is... I think her grandmother has died, and they are going through her grandmother's things, packing up all the things from her house. And then you find something in the attic which leads you to think there's some sort of like other family sort of thing going on, and the story goes from there. Like the road trip becomes you go on a road trip basically, and yeah, it is very much one of those games. You wander around the house, you can pick up every item. Certain items have dialogue to, the characters will say something to. Certain things are story-based. Certain things you can miss, which I did miss some things, which I found out later. Yeah, it's just a cool little game like that. It's Annapurna, which I've played quite a lot of Annapurna games, and they have, I think it's Kerry Russell is in it, which is a... actor. There's another actor in there from Booksmart from a few years ago as well. I can't remember her name now, but she's in it as well. And yeah, it's just a cool game that like, say, if you liked Gone Home or Tacoma, it's another one of those. It's not massively long. I think I played it for 3.5 hours. The only thing I found a little frustrating was I was playing, I don't know if it's different, I should have tried it on mouse and keyboard, but I was playing with a controller, because that's how I'm tend to do these things these days. And like if you move around the room and you find an item, it kind of like magnetizes to items. So if you have like a cluster of items on a desk or something like that, you just kind of like, you can't, it's a bit finicky to get one thing because it kind of like magnetizes to certain things on the desk. Or if you're trying to close drawers on a desk or on a filing cabinet or something like that, it's a bit finicky sometimes when you're trying to grab the bottom desk drawer, but it's like magnetizing to the second one constantly. And you have to, that was a little bit frustrating. I enjoyed it. The art style, well, the backgrounds and all of everything in the game is 3D, like a 3D rendered world, but the characters are 2D hand animated. They look hand animated anyway. They're definitely like drawn animated characters. I just thought it was a cool look. It's very nifty, and I did enjoy most of what I played of it. Yeah, it's a cool story, and it goes places I didn't expect it to in certain things. Certain things play out, and I go, oh, but that's gonna happen, and this is gonna happen, and I was like, and then no, none of it did. So, yeah, I enjoyed what I played. I've played those, what, like I say, 3.5 hours, and would recommend it. It's like, what, £15, I think it was, on Steam. I think it's on everything as well. I think it's on Switch, PlayStation and Xbox as well. So if you liked any of those other games, I'd give it a go. It is well worth it for me. But other than that, like I say, I think that's about it. I'm still playing my usual Fortnite stuff. Fortnite's just Fortnite at this point. There is what came out recently. There was something else happened in the I've mentioned the Avatar stuff in the game now, isn't there? I did mention that last week, I can't remember. But there is now all the, I don't even know Avatar. Sheepdog, do you know Avatar stuff?
I know you said about Korra
before. Korra was in it, yes. Korra was in it as part of the Battle Pass this season. But now you can buy all the rest of the characters in there now. The kid with the arrow on his head, what's he called? I don't even know the names of them. There's like four different characters you can get now as well, and there's all the different powers in the game. There's air bending, water bending, which was part of the Korra stuff, earth bending and fire bending, I want to say. That sounds right. So they're all in the game, and they each have their own like thing to them. So the water bending, which has been in for a while because of the battle pass, that's like you can do, it's like, it's almost like a burst rifle of like ice you can fire at people, which is quite good. The fire bending seems more close quartered sort of thing, so you can like almost like punch with flames and kick with flames, but that feels like you've got to be quite close to do that. But it does have a knockback to it. The air bending and the earth bending are the ones I found most useful. The air bending is mobility based, so you click on your airbending power and you kind of get like a wheel, like a wheel of air goes around it, and you kind of zip around. You can just move around like as if you're on like a one wheel sort of thing, zipping around everywhere really fast. So that's for mobility based. And the earthbending is you can fire like bricks, like you can pull like earth out the ground and just fire it at people from a distance. You can also build like a wall in front of you. You can like the earth just kind of pulls up in front of you. You can like build like cover, which is what I find we use more often than not, just because it's useful to have that sort of cover when you, especially when you play no builds, because we only play exclusively no builds these days. We're not playing any of the build stuff these days. Too old for that. It's a kid's game, that one, these days. We're not playing that.
That part of it's a kid's game. Okay.
No, but as in like it's a game for the youth, as in like that we don't, I don't have the dexterity and the skills and stuff to do that sort of stuff anymore. It's very much a game where the kids probably dominate these days. But other than that, it's a very serious game, Kev. That's
yeah, no, I was agreeing with you.
Yes,
my 11-year-old agrees.
Yeah, maybe my tone was misleading there, Pab. I can completely see this is obviously a game designed for adults mainly.
It is.
I agree.
It's definitely designed for adults.
Mm-hmm. Kids hate it. They can't stand Fortnite.
Kids love it, but do they? Like the, yeah, they do. I think they do. Like Sheepdog says.
Interesting.
Too, you said, didn't you, Sheepdog?
Yeah, no, I'm currently having a weekly disagreement with him because I won't let him waste money on pointless skins.
Nothing pointless about him.
Yeah, you tell
him,
Abby.
He can earn them, or yeah, he can spend money on
fair.
Other games.
That's fair. That is fair. It is a game. It's a slippery slope where it's just there's constant daily update on different things in the store, and yeah, it's a dangerous one to get into. Yeah, they're in the game now, and like I say, for better or worse, they'll be gone in a few weeks. I imagine. I'm saying this. I'm speculating they'll be gone in a few weeks because now they're starting advertising the Star Wars stuff for the start of May. You know, May the 4th stuff and whatever. So that's coming back into the game in a few weeks. And if they haven't got rid of the Avatar stuff by that point, it'll be absolute chaos. If they start putting the Force power stuff in and lightsabers into the game, as well as all the airbending and all that sort of stuff going on, then it'll just be chaos. It'll just be absolute chaos. And the amount of times I say, just let me play the game. Stop giving me these random things in the game that I don't want. Just let me play the game like we used to play the old game. I want to play the old game. Yeah, it's I've got used to it a bit now, but like I say, I don't want it to be in forever. And other than that, like I say, that's about it. That is pretty much me for the week.
Don't feel that you have to add any more, Pabby. The football's just kicked off. This is the issues with Wednesday nights. So I am going to go and watch that. So if you would like to hassle us on the internet, boys and girls, you can do that at MGUK Podcast, or you can follow me at Lelujo.
And you can follow me at RB6K.
I'm Miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Pub1986.
And we will see you next week, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Little pip.
Thanks for listening, folks. Bye-bye.